My guest at this time is John Whitehead. He's been a constitutional attorney for some 40 years. He's the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, and he's the author of the brand new book, A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. Earlier this month, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano announced she would be stepping down in September to take a job as head of the University of California system. While many on the left side of the aisle and some in the media are praising her tenure at the Department of Homeland Security, Mr. Whitehead says it's been anything but that, especially as it relates to our constitutional rights. And so thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, you come up with several major points of where you believe that Janet Napolitano has eroded our rights when it comes to the Constitution and the way that the Homeland Security Department is going about its work. Let's start with some that folks obviously have been focused on a lot. First of all, let's talk about border control. You talk about how, while there's many people still debate whether there's actual border security, Janet Napolitano has made being anywhere near the border a pretty miserable experience for a lot of Americans. Explain how.
Oh, yeah. I've been practicing constitutional law. We get a lot of calls from people at the Rutherford Institute. They're trying to either go into Canada, come back from Canada, Mexico. Aggressive border agents are grabbing their laptops, downloading them, pulling them out of cars, doing frisks. So it's, and these are not people from Mexico, by the way, coming in or whatever. These are American citizens. So they've been very, very aggressive at the borders, just like, you know, the TSA agents in the airport, which is another thing that the Department of Homeland Security oversees, is the TSA agents, the scanners. And it was the Department of Homeland Security that paid all that money, $60, $70 million to buy airport scanners. Now, believe it or not, and most people don't know this, they're moving a lot of them to a warehouse in Texas because of all the protests. And basically, they don't work. They're very expensive and cumbersome. So that's 2 points. But if you want to go through a list, I can. She's been really key in setting up fusion centers around the country, which are intelligence agencies run by the military, Department of Homeland Security, FBI, and they collect all kinds of information on American citizens, from what your license plate number is, where you go. Any kind of surveillance cameras feed into them. The National Security Agency works through these fusion centers to collect information on American citizens. And believe it or not, she actually praised the National Security Agency after all this information came out that they were doing unconstitutional and illegal snooping on American citizens.
John, let's talk about the war on terror for a moment. She made some headlines, raised a few eyebrows early on in her tenure by not referring to them as terrorist attacks, but as man-caused disasters and so forth. But you point out that early on in 2009, and some say this was actually a project begun in the Bush administration, but she was in charge when this report came out called Operation Vigilant Eagle, in which it was suggested that the biggest threats to the United States are returning veterans, pro-life activists, and pro-Second Amendment activists. What's been the impact of that?
Yeah, she issued two memos in 2009, right-wing and left-wing extremism. Believe it or not, the left-wing extremism were animal rights groups, which I thought was a little weird. But the right-wing group had all the people you mentioned, plus returning veterans. And another program that Napolitano set up is Operation Vigilant Eagle, which is a surveillance system done on all returning veterans from overseas, where they watch Facebook posts, text messages, emails that returning veterans that are doing to see if they're going to be disgruntled or whatever. And there are quite a few disgruntled veterans. In fact, one that we helped and just filed a major federal lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security. They came to his home. He's two-time in Iraq, Afghanistan, Marine. They arrived one day at his door, arrested him, and actually put him in a mental institution for his Facebook posts criticizing the government. We got him out, and then we sued the government. But that's all under the Department of Homeland Security.
Let's go back to the border for just a moment. You talked about the harassment that American citizens have encountered by U.S. Border Patrol agents, whether it's on the Canadian border or the Mexican border. Obviously, there's a lot of folks who say that we need to do a better job of making sure we know who's coming in and out of the country and what their business is in here. So what's the line between proper evaluation of who's crossing the border and what we discussed earlier with laptops and other paraphernalia being discussed without much probable cause? And you also list drones on the border here as well. So what's the right balance?
Well, the right balance is the people that are coming over from Mexico, et cetera, are not coming over at checkpoints. Incredibly stupid. And that's where a lot of emphasis has been placed. I mean, I got a call a couple of years ago from a person living in Texas that said they saw illegal immigrants from Mexico walking across the golf course into the United States. So obviously they're not focused in the right direction. And they put, you know, they put drones on the border, but the drones obviously have not been very effective. In fact, what we found out about those drones now, they've actually, on the Canadian border, turned the drones in. They're flying inland, photographing, watching what American citizens are doing, and surveillance on American towns. So what I would say is, I don't want to sound paranoid, and again, everything I say is footnoted, but there's just something really weird that happened to Janet Napolitano. And as I hear, President Obama's may appoint Ray Kelly, who's the NYPD, New York Police Department commissioner, and I don't think he'll be much better now.
We're talking with John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. His new book is A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. And this next one, John, is one that I think a lot of Americans, especially if they scan the internet for their news, have seen and perhaps been alarmed about, but there's not been a lot of detail about this. And that's the Department of Homeland Security stockpiling hundreds of millions of rounds of ammunition. Now, your stat here is 260 million rounds of ammunition, which dwarfs the amount even that the military has stockpiled. What do we know about that, and why should we be concerned about it?
All we know is they've stockpiled not just bullets, but hollow point bullets. If you understand hollow point bullets, so this is for your listeners. If you don't, I was a military officer. Hollow point bullets are designed to kill. They enter the body and then they collect flesh. And for example, if you get shot in the chest, they collect flesh and you have a huge hole in your back. You die. If you hit the arm, off goes your arm. Why they're stockpiling those that much ammo, we don't know. Whatever they're getting ready for, I mean, the Department of Fisheries, actually, working with the Department of Homeland Security, acquired, you know, several hundred thousand hollow point bullets. What, to shoot fish? We don't know. But something very suspicious there, I don't know. I mean, it's just a little weird that it's the Department of Homeland Security stockpiling these very dangerous hollow point bullets. We don't know why.
John, just in the past few months, we've seen pretty big stories come to light about government intrusion beyond its normal bounds, the IRS scandal, and certainly a lot of people upset about the NSA programs that have been going on, collecting their information even without probable cause. They say they don't look at it unless they do get permission from a FISA court. So
I don't believe that, but go ahead.
Do you get the sense that the American people are going to try to put some sort of reins on government in this area, or is this just going to keep going in the direction it's been going?
It's going to go in the direction it goes until the American people become alarmed, contact your representatives. What I tell people is shove those lobbyists out of your representatives in Washington, out of their offices, and you go up and visit them. Write them, call them. On your local level, I would, you know, talk to your city councils. We got our city council here to make some resolutions, calling on Congress to pass some laws, but you know, we found out yesterday that the Department of Homeland Security, this is another thing, is sent $50 million worth of license plate cameras around the United States to police officers to put on their cars and bridges to film your license plates wherever you go. So it's another form of surveillance, something else that the NSA can hack into. So what the Department of Homeland Security became under Janet Napolitano is this monstrous kind of surveillance and very intimidating group working through the TSA. And these so-called Viper raids are staging around the country. They're called Viper raids, where they do training exercises where the military, the police come together in all their black outfits. We don't know. They're called training exercises. Training for what? I don't know. But if you match that up with the hollow point bullets, it's a little scary.
John, anyone who's familiar with the work of the Rutherford Institute knows that you've frustrated administrations of both parties with your legal work. You're not on some sort of partisan crusade. So
I don't get in politics at all. No.
So you've evaluated this Department of Homeland Security since its inception in the Bush administration. Has this been a government power grab from the get-go, or did you see a significant increase in the methods and extent of this once the administration changed hands and parties in 2009?
Well, I think originally there were some good intentions for the Department of Homeland Security, but what happened under President Obama, it's accelerated massively. Anything that George Bush put in, and I criticize George Bush's policies, I mean, under President Obama, we're zooming. And there are some people I'm talking to, in fact, people from the NSA that I know, agents that don't like what the NSA is doing. One actually looked me in the eye the other day when we were talking. He said, "John, the poop's going to hit the fan pretty soon." That's all he would say. And I looked back at him, and I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "I really can't say." So I would say Americans, get ready, get prepared, get active. If you need to, get in the streets. But drones are coming in 2015. They're going to be awesome. They'll have scanning devices, rubber bullets, sound cannons, anything to they can look through the walls of your home. So the Fourth Amendment, which requires probable cause, as you mentioned, they're just going to bypass the Fourth Amendment, and they already are doing that.
Frightening to a lot of people, certainly. John, thank you very much for your time today.
Hey, thank you, sir.
John Whitehead. He's been a constitutional attorney for some 40 years. He's the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute. His new book is A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.